Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au.
You're listening to Stumps, Damien Watson and Bryce McGain with you. Well, at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast last night, the Adelaide Strikers posted a thrilling 5-run victory over the Melbourne Stars to sit in second spot on the Big Bash League table. And one of the pivotal reasons behind the win was the deft bowling of Peter Siddle, who took 3 for 24. And I'm privileged to say that Peter Siddle joins us on the line. Thanks so much for your time, Pete.
No worries, guys. Cheers for having me on.
Now, when you're deft bowling in a tight scenario such as last night, what are your methods in terms of keeping your composure? Does it come through experience more than anything else?
Well, I think a little bit of that and a little bit of luck. But, yeah, it's one of those games, I think, for a bowler that, you know, you're going to have the good day like I did last night, but I'm probably going to have, you know, another 5 bad ones before I get that chance to do that again. But yeah, it is nice to be on the good end of a closing out death bowling at the end.
There's no doubt about that. Great to be catching up with you, Sids, on Stumps. One of the things you had to get your head around, you're on standby in the test match in Melbourne for the MCG test. Now, I've got to ask you a question about that in a second, but how do you transform from that and the communication around what your role was there and your potential role to then suddenly being back with the Strikers and playing T20 cricket? It must have been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it was a little bit. I think the lucky thing for me was that at least I'd been preparing for the white ball stuff in the sort of the week leading up to the start of the Big Bash. So I was in a good frame of mind with the white ball, and then the red ball is something that comes pretty naturally to me. I'm a lot more common with the red ball game. So just finishing Shield cricket not long before that meant that I was still in a good frame of mind for the red ball. But I think, yeah, the white ball is the one that you need to be a bit more prepared for. So it all worked out, obviously not well with the selection, but in preparation for last night's performance, I'd prepared well.
You must be happy, though, for James Pattinson, who's a great mate of yours, a Danny Nong teammate, and performing exceptionally well. You've both had incredible summers for Victoria, and I mean that because I've watched you every game. The two of you are bowling as well as ever. Are you in career best form?
Yeah, I tend to think so. I think especially in the last couple of years, I believe I'm bowling better, the best I have in a long time. I think the body's feeling good. I've got plenty of cricket under my belt. And I think when you're in a good frame of mind and the ball's coming out well and you're getting the rewards with the wickets, I think, you know, you're always in a good place. And that's how it's been this summer. I was obviously happy with how I went over in England in the county season and then in the Ashes, and to be able to come home and, you know, still putting those performances for Victoria out in the field. It's been great. I think, you know, I'm in a good place and not worrying too much about the higher selection and just enjoying my cricket. And I think, I'm reaping the rewards for that.
There's no doubt you can see that. You're smiling all the time. Gone is the angry Peter Siddle, maybe as a young kid. It's probably still simmering away underneath. Maybe you're controlling it a bit better. But it's terrific to see you're doing so well with the ball. Do you benefit from bowling a lot of overs and having good work under your belt? Do you benefit from that, or do you like to have a break and manage your loads?
Nah, I've always tended to try and continue to keep bowling. I think it's so hard when you take a break and have to try and, you know, get back into it and bowl big spells and big overs in a day. I tend to find that, yeah, the more cricket I'm playing, the better and easier it is to get through and recover and you know, keep the body ticking over. So, yeah, I think the last couple of years playing all that cricket over in England, in Australia, like I said, the body's in a great place. Touch wood that it stays like that for the remainder of the season. But, yeah, just enjoying my cricket, loving it. Still love the battle and the aggression out in the field, but I think I've just come to learn that, just try and be a bit smarter and a bit wiser out in the field and play the game that way.
We're speaking with Peter Siddle here on Stumps. Glenn Maxwell, just on last night's game, displayed some creative shot-making, 43 off 25 deliveries before you dismissed him. As a bowler, what's the most difficult aspect of bowling to someone who is red-hot in that situation in a T20 match? Is it just a matter of continuing to persist?
A little bit, yeah. They're hard. There's obviously a lot of guys in the T20 format that can whack the ball and put the ball over the fence, but there's very few like Maxwell that can sort of play the ball 360 around the field. No matter what field places you have and where you want to bowl the ball, he'll find a way to put it where the fielders aren't. So he's probably one of the harder ones to bowl to. And yeah, last night I was pretty lucky to get a little knock onto the stumps and dismiss him. But yeah, I think we've seen already this season of the Big Bash that how dangerous he can be and what a class player he is. So it's good to see him back out on the park. And obviously last night it was good to see the back of him. But yeah, he is destructive and it's exciting. It's exciting for the game, I think, for viewers, even to play against guys like that, because, you know, it makes you stand up. It makes you perform to a higher level, and I think he brings the best out in everyone.
Yeah, well said. It's a bit of a whirlwind, the Big Bash, at the moment. You're up in the Gold Coast. Where do we find you now? And there's a game tomorrow, and it's a huge one. Renegades and the Strikers at Marvel Stadium on Sunday night, straight on after the test. So the cricket lovers in Melbourne, they can go to the test all day, then walk to the other end of town and get their fix of T20 cricket. Where do we find you now? Is it a night in your home bed?
It is, yeah. We landed back in this afternoon, so straight home. Yeah, just to kick back and relax at home in bed, which is good. But, we got a couple of quick back-to-back games here. We play, obviously, tomorrow night against the Renegades, and then same thing, back home, day off, and then play New Year's Eve. So three games on the trot, which can be a good thing if you're winning, and hopefully we can, you know, continue that tomorrow night. But, yeah, a big game, Renegades. I know they haven't had the start they would have liked after winning it last season, but dangerous side, a lot of class players. So we'll have to be on the ball and hopefully, yeah, put in another good performance.
Well, Peter, really appreciate your time. Good luck for tomorrow night. Thanks for giving us such great insight and all the best.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Go well, Sid.
Good on you. Peter Siddle joining us there. Absolute star for the Adelaide Strikers. It was good to get his mindset as well, just explaining how he approaches T20 cricket and bowling in that situation.
Yeah, incredibly experienced and great to see him performing so well. And he does work with the loads. He does like bowling a lot. And as he admitted to, he's in career best form. And it's great to see him doing so well. He's got many, many years ahead of him continuing in the form he is. Great to see him doing well. And great to see the Strikers doing well at the pointy end. Big game on Sunday night, Joe. I'm looking forward to that one.
Absolutely. Just before we wrap up, Sydney Sixers v Sydney Thunder, the derby. Do you have a tip there?
The Thunder are right at the top of the table. They're doing so well. Yeah. But I can't put anything past my old coach, Greg Shepherd. He's cagey with the Sixers. So I think the Sixers might get over the line, but it's good to see the Thunder doing well.
Well, Bryce, thanks again for joining us on Stumps, and Happy New Year before we speak to you next.
Happy New Year to you too, Damo.
And on you, Stumps, our weekly dedicated cricket show. Hope you enjoyed the program. We'll catch you next week.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.